Hey, welcome to Outdoors with Sean Merrill. We have a very special episode ahead for you today, and I'm going to share with you a very special recipe. And then we're going to be talking about something very special from the Word of God as well. If you watched the last couple of episodes, you saw us go on a big fishing trip. So we did a lot of work preparing our floats and all before we went out and fished for some flathead. It was quite exciting. It was quite eventful because we were dealing with a lot of weather and everything, and three big guys in a boat with a lot of weight, and it was very challenging, we'll say, at times as we tried to make it across some water that was about 160 feet deep in spots. So if you hadn't watched those past two episodes, check that out, because what comes after a successful fishing trip? A fish fry, right? So that's what we're about to have today. And we're celebrating our son's birthday, and the table over here is all set up, and Yolanda does a good job as she decorates the table, and Mom does the baking and everything. And hey, he's 29, but he still gets a birthday celebration, right? And actually, I guess you could say we're going to be cooking all the fish that he caught, because if you watch those past couple of episodes, especially the last one, you saw that really he was the one who was pulling in all the fish, because I was rolling the line up on the floats and Shannon was driving the boat. So I guess you could say he provided all the fish for this fish fry. But let's jump ahead to this recipe. Now, here's what we're going to do. I've got everything pre-measured out here that I'm about to mix up, and we're going to have the recipe on the screen, because if I start trying to tell you the amounts as I'm trying to mix it all together, there is no doubt me doing two things at once, I am going to get it mixed up. So it'll be on the screen for you there. But this is I'm not going to say award-winning, all right? I never won an award for this. But believe it or not, I was in the restaurant business for several years, and this is a recipe for hush puppies that we put together. And I guess you could say everybody just loves this recipe. That sounds a little like I'm bragging, and I'm not trying to brag, but it is a very good recipe, okay? You may have a great hush puppy recipe, but in case you don't, you'll want to try this out. It's very simple. All right, so let's go over some ingredients here as I mix it up. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is mix in some non-self-rising cornmeal. Now, obviously, you see this is yellow cornmeal. Normally, I like to use white cornmeal, self-rising and non-self-rising for everything, but the store that we went to only had the yellow. So if you can, I would get the white non-self-rising cornmeal. So we're going to put that in here, mix that up. Then we have the self-rising cornmeal. Okay, we're going to put that in there. Have some sugar. Sugar makes everything taste sweet, right? That's right. Makes it all sweet. Sugar makes everything good. I like some sugar. Anyway, we're going to mix that sugar in there. Then we're going to put our onions in there. Chop the onions up. We'll mix that in there. All right. And get that in there. It's all finely chopped. Now, you'll see in the recipe it calls for either one large, extra large egg, or two small. These are kind of a small, medium, but pretty, aren't they? These are from our friends, one of our friends at Barnes Veterinary Hospital, and I'm telling you what, it's like from the Americana, I think, is the chicken that actually produces this egg, but very colorful. Love that. Easter eggers, they call them. That'll make these hush puppies taste even better, right? So we're going to break these. Well, oh gosh, there we go. See what I'm telling you? I'll put that in there. Look, it's already scrambled. Already scrambled it with my finger. All right, so I got that in there. Let's try this a little bit. There we go. That actually looked like I knew what I was doing there. So I got that in there. Then we're going to mix corn. Ooh, like some whole kernel corn. Now, if you're not a corn fan, you don't have to put this in here. It's not going to make the hush puppies taste any less as good as they are going to be, but I just like to add some corn. So we're going to mix that in there. I added pretty much the whole can. And then some pepper to taste. I may add a little bit more pepper here in a little bit. Some milk. There we go. That in there. And then 2 tablespoons of used fish grease. This is when my glasses would really come into handy. Let's see, that's not a tablespoon. Oh, The bigger one's a tablespoon, that's right. Okay, so I'm gonna use the big one here, and we're going to get 2 tablespoons of used fish grease. All right, we're gonna put that in there. This was brand new oil last time, so I cooked 1 batch of fish in it since then. So it's still really good oil that I'm about to use, but it is used fish grease. That gives it that extra love, right? So then we'll move this over here, put that lid back on there. I've got Yolanda's. This is not mine, folks, all right? Obviously, you can tell I'm not one that's in the kitchen a lot, okay? This is Yolanda's, or polka dotted. I guess you call that a spatula. Anyway, we're gonna mix it up. I used to be a whiz in the kitchen, by the way. Really, I really was a whiz in the kitchen. But, you know, so for many, many years now, I never had to because Yolanda does all the cooking. Yolanda, my mom, does all the cooking. I just do the eating. All right, so I'm going to mix this up really well and get it in here. And here's the thing about hush puppies, okay? So when you're mixing up the hush puppies, you'll want to, if it's too thin, all right, you'll want to add a little more cornmeal. This mixture right here, if you follow the directions though on the recipe, it should be the exact right consistency. Hunter, step on in here, Hunter. Don't put your fingers in it, okay? No, don't put your fingers in it. Here's Hunter, it's his birthday coming up this weekend. We're having a birthday celebration. Him and Maddie is fixing to try out these hush puppies here shortly, and like I told you, he really is the one who caught all the fish, but that's because I let him. I was doing the work. He was just, you know, just sitting there. Once you mix this up and you get it mixed up well, letting it set for just a little bit will really kind of help it firm up. So, like, I'm not going to start cooking this right away. I'll probably wait for about an hour or so and then start cooking it. So that's about the right consistency, as you see there, especially as it kind of gels together, all right? Because if it's too thin, if you get it too thin, you start to drop it in the fryer, then what happens is it just kind of all comes apart. So you want a little bit of consistency there. So we got it all mixed up here. We are going to let it kind of set and gel and kind of firm up there, and we're fixing to go drop it in the fryer right after I fry that fish, all right? All right, come back, let's see how it tastes. Ooh, I love to hear that fish frying. Woo, sounds good. All right, so we're out here. We've dropped some hush puppies in. Kind of wanted to show you this right here. So this is kind of the consistency that you'll want it to be. It was in the refrigerator for about an hour. You can leave it in the refrigerator for longer than that and just kind of helps it gel together. But you just want to mix it up real good one more time. And then what I do is I use a tablespoon and I'll just get about that much, you know, about maybe somewhere around there. Just kind of round it off real quick, and then I'll just kind of drop it in the fryer like that, right above the grease. Now you can see I've had these in here. They're ready to take out. The one thing that I do because they'll start floating pretty quickly. They'll, you know, maybe after 2 or 3 minutes, they'll start floating. Then you'll want to kind of do this. You'll want to kind of, they'll kind of float with one side down, one side up, and you'll kind of want to flip them around, flip them over to get that golden brown all the way around. So you can see that right there, there is 11 hush puppies in that batch right there, and you've got this much more to go. So this recipe makes a very large batch. When I was doing this in the restaurant, it was like 3 times this much, but we were cooking thousands of them a day or night. So it makes a lot. So you might want to cut that recipe down if it's just for you and your family, or if you've got a big event, this will be plenty. But you'll have them in here about 8 minutes, somewhere around 8 minutes, and you'll roll them around, you get that kind of golden brown. And one last thing, so when I get through cooking my fish, then I'll switch over to cook hush puppies. I'll kick it up from about 350 to about 375, and that seems to cook thoroughly all the way through. So I'm about to take these out. We're about to get ready to go in here and eat.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I need that recipe.
Nope. It's a secret family recipe. You can't have it.
A secret family recipe. Something like that is pretty special, isn't it? Reserved for sharing with those that are closest to you. And today, I wanted to share it with you. I hope that it brings your family and friends as much enjoyment as it does with us, because those hush puppies, they are good. You know, that's what Jesus did. Not sharing a hush puppy recipe, of course, but He shared something even better with His friends. It was that He Himself was the bread of life. In John 6, 34 and 35, it says, "Then said they unto Him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that believeth on Me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on Me shall never thirst." Jesus called out 12 men to be His disciples, and for 3 years they walked this earth with Him as He taught them, encouraged them, and showed them how to serve and love others, and shared the truth with them about who He really is. Those men then had the responsibility to share that same truth with others, just as we do today. If you've trusted in Christ as your Savior, then Jesus has done something remarkable in your life, and it's worth sharing, isn't it? Not just with those that we are closest to, but the whole world and everyone around us. Who do you need to share this with? Who do you know that needs the bread of life? If you want to know more about sharing your faith and what it means to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus, go to follow.lifeword.org. It's also a great resource you can use to show someone what it means to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. If you'd like more to see more of these episodes like these, just follow LifeWord on social media. And hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.